So you're the translator?
So we're very happy to be here in this wonderful sangha. In this world, the association of a devotee is a very, very rare thing. The entire world is going crazy, running after material sense gratification. But by the mercy of His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada, we have gotten this opportunity to actually free ourselves from the cycle of birth and death. Through the most sublime process known as Krishna consciousness.
Посредством най-възвишения процес, известен като Кришна съзнание.
If we take this process very, very seriously,
ако приемем този процес много, много сериозно,
absorbing ourselves completely in Krishna consciousness,
и се потопиме изцяло в Кришна съзнание,
then we will have a life completely free from anxiety.
Тогава нашия живот ще бъде напълно свободен от притеснения.
And at the end of this life, we will go back to home, back to Godhead.
И в края на този живот ние ще се върнем обратно в къщи, обратно при Бога.
The process of Krishna consciousness is not only sublime, but it is also very easy.
Процесът на Кришна съзнание не е само възвишен, но той също е много лесен.
We simply have to engage the tongue very nicely.
Ние просто трябва да ангажираме нашия език.
Everyone wants to vibrate something with their tongue.
Всеки един иска да вибрира нещо със своя език.
So we simply have to vibrate Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare.
Ние просто трябва да повтаряме мантрата.
And taste Krishna Prasad.
И да вкусваме Кришна Прасада.
Is there any difficulty?
Има ли някаква трудност?
Does anyone here have a difficulty taking prasad?
Does
anyone here have a difficulty chanting Hare Krishna? So it is a very simple process. Lochan Das Thakur says, Kevala Ananda Kanda. It is simply joyful. It is simply celebration. Prabhupada says you cannot find any point that is troublesome. Susukam. It is super fun. So we've come here to have fun in Bulgaria.
Така че ние сме дошли тук, за да се забавляваме в България.
By chanting Hare Krishna.
Като възпяваме Hare Krishna.
By talking about Krishna.
Като говорим за Кришна.
By hearing about Krishna.
И като слушаме за Кришна.
By bowing down before Krishna.
Като се поклоняме пред Кришна.
By worshipping the pure devotee of Krishna.
Като обожаваме чистия предан на Кришна.
We have simply come here to have fun.
Ние просто сме дошли тук, за да се забавляваме.
We are not interested in the mundane sights like a tourist.
Ние не се интересуваме от светската страна, както туристите.
We simply want to know where are the devotees.
Ние просто искаме да знаем къде са преданите.
Where are those people in Bulgaria?
Къде са тези хора в България?
Who like to chant Hare Krishna mantra?
Които обичат да възпяват Hare Krishna mantra.
We want to go and be with them.
Ние искаме да отидем и да бъдем с тях.
So we can chant and we can dance. And feast. So therefore we have come to your country to simply to enjoy ourselves. And if we can serve you in any way, Mataji and myself will be very happy. This is my wife Vishnu Priya Devi Dasi. we can serve you in any way, then that will make our life very happy. Srila Prabhupada has ordered us to go from village to village and from town to town and spread this Krishna consciousness.
Srila Prabhupada ne dal nastavlenie da hodimo od selo na selo i grad na grad da rasprostranjavamo tva Krishna saznanje.
So we have come here, we understand that you also are very Krishna conscious here in Sofia.
Ние сме дошли тук, разбирайки, че вие в София също сте много Кришна съзнати.
So we have come to share Krishna with each. We want to hear. We've come to share Krishna. You can give us Krishna. We can give you Krishna. We will share Krishna with each other.
Ние сме дошли тук, за да споделиме с вас Кришна. Вие може да ни дадете Кришна и ние също на вас.
So for this reason we have come.
И по тази причина ние дойдохме.
We'll be here, I think, for 1 week. Yes, 1 week.
И тук ще престоиме за една седмица.
And if anyone would like any also to meet with myself or Mataji personally, that we can give you any guidance, we're happy to do that.
И ако някой от вас иска лично да се среща с мен или с Mataji, ние можем да ви дадем някаква
насока. We've simply come as humble servants in any way that we can assist you in your Krishna conscious life.
Ние сме дошли просто като смирени слуги, да можем да ви асистираме по всякакъв начин във вашето Кришна съзнание.
How to achieve unlimited bliss.
Как да постигнете безгранично блаженство.
Is there anyone here who would not like to have unlimited bliss?
Има ли някой тук, който не би желал да бъде безкрайно блажен?
So we're all of one mind here.
Ние всички тук имаме един и същ настройка на ума.
We all want the unlimited bliss of Krishna consciousness.
Всички ние желаем безкрайното блаженство на Кришна съзнание.
This is the mercy of Srila Prabhupada. When I was a young boy, I never would have dreamed that I would be in Sofia, Bulgaria, speaking about Bhagavad Gita philosophy. I was raised in America. And the Americans, we have American people are very proud.
Американските хора са много горди.
We're thinking that outside of America there's no civilization.
Ние мислим, че вън от Америка всъщност действително няма цивилизация.
But I'm seeing there is much better civilization outside of America.
Но това, което виждаме, че всъщност извън Америка има доста по-добра цивилизация.
Civilization is not buildings, it's not weapons, it's not money, but civilization means the caliber of loving exchange between the people. How nicely they can exchange loving dealings with each other. That is real civilization.
Цивилизация не значи просто оръжия, сгради и пари. Истинска цивилизация означава калибъра на любовно общуване между хората.
So we are finding better civilization outside of America, actually.
Така че ние откриваме много по-добра цивилизация извън Америка.
So, are there any questions?
Има ли някакви въпроси?
Or does everybody already know all the answers?
Сякаш всички вече знаеме всички отговори, може би.
Here's one question. My hearing aid, David. Hearing aid.
Значи, да знаете, че той малко не чува, така че ако говорите, по-високо. Ще направим. She knows English, so.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good.
Как ти искаш? Ако си го пожелаш, можеш.
За духовния напредък е важен вайшнава етикета. Просто най-важното за духовен напредък е това вайшнава етикета. И знам, че това е много компетентен, много добър. Може да бъде някакъв семинар. Много необходимо.
She knows that Vaishnava etiquette is very, very important for spiritual
practice. Yes, person. Absolutely.
So, she's asking if you would like to give like something like a seminar while you're here about on this topic.
Yes, we can give some seminar on Vaishnava etiquette. That'll be very nice.
For feminine, yeah, we are lacking this feature of Krishna consciousness here.
The key point in Vaishnava etiquette is always be jumping forward to serve. The more you can serve, the better. It's like when the Vaishnava comes immediately, you know, let you carry his bag instead of him carrying his bag, like that. And do everything. Take all the service away. When the Vaishnavas come, you do every service for them. Don't let them do any service. You do all the service. That's one Vaishnava
etiquette. Ключовият момент в Вайшнава етикета е да служиш. Винаги когато дойде Вайшнава, ти трябва да се втурнеш и да не го оставиш да прави някакво служене, ти да вземеш това служене.
Just be running for service. How can I serve?
Просто да тичаме, да търсим служене. Как мога да служа?
There's four kinds of servants of for example, there's four kinds of servants of the spiritual master. One servant is told that the devi does not do it. The third class is told what the devi does, not very nicely. The second class does exactly what he's told very nicely. But the first class is always looking for things to do even without being told. He knows what to do even without being told. So the best Vaishnava etiquette is to always be very eagerly looking for the opportunity to serve the Vaishnavas even without being asked. That is the topmost Vaishnava etiquette. Not waiting to be told, well, can you do this, can you know, but jumping in and saying something needs to be done, just do it. That's the topmost Vaishnava etiquette.
Той казва, че има четири вида слуги на духовния учител. Най-нишата класа е този, който му се казва нещо да направи, той не го прави. Трета клас е този, който му се казва да го направи, той го прави, но не много добре. Втора клас е този, който му се казва да направи нещо, той го прави добре. А първа класа е този, който дори без да му се каже, той знае какво трябва да се направи. Той казва, най-добрият вайшнава етикет е, когато някой знае какво трябва да се направи, без дори да му се казва, и той при първа възможност да го прави.
So there's any question? Yes.
Да го направим просто защото смятаме, че никой друг не може да го направи по-добре от нас. С това настроение, ако се спускаме да свършим нещо, това променя резултата като духовния напредък, който се очаква.
Дали
има всъщност духовен напредък в резултат на това действие, на това настроение, или всъщност няма? Просто защото го правим на чувство за гордост.
If we see that there is some service that needs to be done, and then we rush to do it because we think that no one can do it better than us. So, do we get the same result? Is it a good mood, actually?
Yeyata mang prapadjante tangas tataiva bhajamyaham. Inasmuch as they surrender unto me, Krishna says, I reward them accordingly.
Krishna казва, в каквато степен някой ми се отдаде, го възнаграждавам съответно.
So, according to the degree of purity of your consciousness, to that extent, you will get Krishna's mercy.
В зависимост от чистотата на твоето съзнание, до такава степен ти ще получиш милостта на Кришна.
If one very proudly thinks, so let me push this devotee out of the way and push that devotee out of the way and I will go forward. That is not the mood of Radharani. Radharani is the most recognized of all Krishna's devotees. And she is always pushing the other devotees forward. In fact, Prabhupada told us we can pray in this way to Radharani. That my dear mother Radharani, please tell about me to your
Krishna.
And then Prabhupada said that Radharani will then, when she hears your sincere prayer begging her mercy, she will then tell Krishna, Krishna, just see, here is this devotee. He is better devotee than me. So Radharani, she will say, oh, just see, here is this devotee. Better than me. Now, so this way Krishna thinks, oh, there is some devotee better than Radharani? Let me see who is this devotee better than Radharani. So the more you can become like Radharani in your service mood, the more you become recognized by Krishna. The more you can worship all of it. See, Krishna says, "The my devotee is not my devotee."
Вижте, Кришна казва, мой преданодан не е този, който казва, че мой преданодан не е мой преданодан.
But the devotee of my devotee, he is my actual devotee.
Но преданоданият на мой преданодан, той е действителност, мой преданодан.
So the more you can become the worshipper of Krishna's devotees, that is your advancement.
Така че колкото повече ние служиме
the more you can appreciate this wonderful ISKCON family of devotees, these wonderful devotees here in Sofia, the more you can appreciate their saintly qualities within your heart, the more you become advanced.
Колкото повече оценяваме прекрасните качества на всички тези преданодайни тук, толкова в сърцето си, толкова по-напреднали сме.
You never have to worry that there's not enough service. It's like, you know, there's not enough food or something, and everyone has to fight over the food. There's unlimited service to do. You never have to think, well, I have to push this devotee and that devotee so I can get the service. There is unlimited service to do for Srila Prabhupada's mission. Questions, Mark? Everyone thinks they're very advanced, huh? No questions. No obstacles to remove on the pathway. Yes.
She's asking about your plan about regarding the lectures, the classes.
That is up to you. How many classes do you want me to give? I will give non-stop classes if you want. If you will sit in here, I will give non-stop classes. And Mataji will also give classes. We'll give you as many classes as you can stand. How many classes do you want? We can give you 25 classes a day if you're ready to sit. if everyone is full of questions, we can go on for 7 days straight like Shukadev and Pariksha. Well, we'll have to sleep some and eat some. We can't be that austere. But we can. The point is, I am here simply to hear and chant about Krishna. I have no other business. I have to take some time to do my internet with some emails. But when I'm doing emails, Mataji can be giving class. We, as much as you're willing to hear, we're willing to speak. If the hearers are dead, I have no desire to speak. If the hearers are alive, then I'm very eager to speak.
Ако слушателите са мъртви, аз нямам желание много да ви говоря, но ако всички са живи и участват, тогава имам силно желание да ви говоря.
The fact is, actually, I don't speak. If the hearer is good, then the hearer draws the words out of me.
Ако слушателят е добър, аз всъщност не говоря. Ако слушателят е добър, той извиква моите думи от мен.
Actually, the hearers are the one who give the class, not the speaker.
Всъщност не този, който говори, дава.
It's like a sponge can suck in the water, you see. So if your ears are like a sponge, then you can suck the nectar out of me. You simply have to be very, very eager to hear, then Krishna will inspire so many words to come out of this croaking toad's mouth.
Вие сте много силно желание имате да слушате, тогава Кришна ще вдъхнови от устата ми да излизат много думи.
Simply the quality of your hearing will determine how many classes we give.
Само качеството на вашето слушане ще определи колко лекции ще дадете.
How inquisitive you are, that's the real thing. Yes.
How can one be sure that a devotee is his spiritual master and this is not just some sentimental feeling?
Yes. This world is full of bogus gurus. So one should not accept a guru out of sentiment. That, oh, you know, he speaks very nicely and he has a nice smile. And no, because there, you have to actually base your decision of guru on shastra, on scripture. You have to read Srila Prabhupada's books very carefully. Because his books are the actual center. So you take complete shelter of Prabhupada's teachings. Carefully study the philosophy of Krishna consciousness. Carefully study what are the symptoms of a bona fide spiritual master.
Внимателно изучавайте философията на Кришна съзнание и симптомите на истинския духовен учител.
And then from within your heart, Krishna will tell you, well, this person is your guru because he is connecting you with Prabhupada's teachings better than anyone else.
И тогава Кришна от сърцето ви ще ви покаже, да, това е твоят гуру, защото той по най-добър начин те свързва с учението на Прабхупада.
That's how you know your spiritual master. That person who gives you very, very good connection with Srila Prabhupada's teachings. Questions more?
Чим своята близка с
I heard this term like inner connection with the spiritual master.
Mm.
What does it mean to deepen the inner connection with the spiritual master?
Yes, and that connection is called, the external connection is the physical form.
Вашата връзка е физическата форма.
The internal connection is called vani.
Вътрешната връзка се нарича vani.
Vani seva, whatever the internal connection is, whatever instructions you receive from your spiritual master.
Вътрешната връзка е каквато всяка инструкция, която получаваш от духовния учител.
You have to embrace those instructions as your very life and soul.
Ти трябва да прегърнеш тези инструкции като свой живот и душа.
In this way you have that is your inner connection. The more that you accept the orders received from Guru Maharaj as your very life and soul, that is the internal connection.
Колкото повече ти приемаш инструкциите на твоя Гуру Махарадж като живот и душа, толкова повече задълбочаваш тази вътрешна връзка.
Internal connection means eternal connection.
Вътрешната връзка означава вечната връзка.
If you simply connect externally with Guru Maharaj, with on basis of sentiment, that will come and that will go.
Ако просто се свържеш с духовния учител като на базата на сантимента, това означава, че те ще дойде и ще си отмине.
But when you connect with your spiritual master and his teachings, his instructions, then that connection is eternal.
Но когато се свържеш духовния учител чрез неговите наставления и учения, тази връзка тя е вечна.
Questions more? These questions are getting better now. Nice. Questions are getting better. Very good.
Yeah.
His question is how to please the spiritual master best, and any spiritual master.
Yes, the principle of guru is the same. Then, just like in ISKCON, we have many, many gurus, and they're very, very wonderful. So we don't promote any. The only one guru which we promote to everyone, that's Prabhupada. And then each individual member of ISKCON can choose how they want to connect themselves with Srila Prabhupada's teachings by taking initiation from one of Srila Prabhupada's disciples. So the way that you best please your spiritual master is very simple, because your spiritual master, he is Prabhupada's disciple, he's Prabhupada's representative. So the way you can give the best possible pleasure to your spiritual master is by completely surrendering yourself to the instructions given by Srila Prabhupada. You become a perfect follower of Srila Prabhupada's teachings. That's how you give the best pleasure to your spiritual master.
Тъй като ние в ИСКОН има един гуру, който всички признават като това е Шрила Прабхупада, и има много прекрасни личности, които са негови ученици, те също така и учители. Затова, тъй като те са представители на Шрила Прабхупада, най-добрият начин, по който можеш да удовлетвориш някой от тях, е като ти се отдадеш на ученията на Шрила Прабхупада.
Chant 16 rounds.
Да разпяваш 16 кръга.
Follow the principles.
Да следваш принципите.
Respect all the Vaishnavas.
Уважава всички Вайшнави.
Remain a loyal member of the ISKCON family.
Да останеш верен на семейството на ISKCON.
Whenever your spiritual master is present, always serve him with love. Bowing down before him. Rendering him personal services. Inquiring from him submissively. In this way, you will please the spiritual master very much. And always be looking at ways to serve. Just like if the spiritual master's voice starts getting dry, you can bring him some water. Look for opportunities for service. Next question.
Когато се вършим към духовен учител, ако нямаме духовен учител, или ако имаме задребни неща, като проблеми, които в принцип знаем разрешението им, предполагаме за тях, но все пак се допитваме до учителя си. По този начин едва ли не малко го турмозим, защото това са много, много задребни въпроси.
Is it proper to turn to the spiritual master with a question like some minor question, which is probably we know the answer, but we just want to check if it's.
I know when Prabhupada was here, we always, everyone wanted to somehow get Prabhupada's attention. So sometimes we would ask him a question that we already knew the answer, but we just wanted to get his attention. And he was pleased. I mean, at one time I was sitting at a Sunday feast program. There was like 300 devotees in the room. So I asked a question that I could have probably easily answered it myself also. I said, Srila Prabhupada, how is it that we were so fortunate to get the mercy of this great Krishna consciousness movement? How are we so fortunate to be blessed with this Krishna consciousness movement? And Prabhupada said, it's Lord Chaitanya's mercy. So I could have answered it, but I just wanted to have my chance to ask Prabhupada a question and get an answer, a personal thing between me and Prabhupada. Everyone wanted that. So we would often ask a question just to get a little recognition, that Prabhupada get his glance upon us. We would ask him a question just so he would. Because the spiritual master glances at the disciple, that glance is very significant. The glance of the spiritual master upon the disciple is Krishna's mercy is actually transmitted through that glance. So we were all wanting to get Prabhupada's attention. Questions more?
How to remove the mentality to criticize?
Yes. That is the worst tendency. If you want to go back to Godhead, you must give up the fault-finding propensity. It is called Hati Mata, mad elephant. If you are keeping one, when you hear the transcendental Krishna consciousness, teachings, glories, etc., then the bhakti lata is planted within your heart. That creeper of devotion becomes planted in your heart.
Когато чуеш учението на Кришна съзнание, в сърцето ти бива посято бхакти лота семето, семето на растението на преданността.
So if you're growing some creeper in your garden, you have to make sure there are no weeds in the garden.
Ако ти посееш, ако отглеждаш някакво растение в своята градина, трябва да си да се убедиш, че няма около него плевели.
Those weeds are illicit sex, meat eating, intoxication and gambling.
И тези плевели, това са забранения секс, интоксикантите, месоядството и хазарта.
So we have to keep those weeds out of the garden of the heart.
И ние трябва да държиме далеч от градината тези четири плевела.
But what is even more dangerous for garden?
Но какво е това, което дори по-опасно от тази градина?
If some mad elephant comes, in one step he will destroy your creeper. So what is that mad elephant? The tendency to criticize Vaishnavas. So Prabhupada says you must build a very strong fence around your garden. So that mad elephant of criticizing Vaishnavas cannot destroy your devotional creeper. Do you know that even if you think bad thoughts against the Vaishnavas, that hurts you? So how will you, if you're thinking good thoughts about the Vaishnavas, then you'll speak good things about the Vaishnavas and you'll serve them nicely. So the most important thing is to have very good thoughts about the Vaishnavas. So that means with every devotee you must see what is good about that devotee. Not what is bad with that devotee. Is this bottle half empty or half full? What do you say? Is it half empty or is it half full? Yes. So you must see every Vaishnava, he has this many good qualities. Instead of saying, oh, he has this many bad qualities, you see he has this many good qualities. In this way, you have to learn how to like and love all the devotees by seeing their good. And you know what will happen if you like everyone? Everyone will like you. If everyone likes you, your life will be very happy. So these are Vaishnava etiquettes. Always look for the good qualities, not the bad qualities. Learn how to like all the devotees, every one of them. Find something you can like about every single devotee. We may sometimes disagree. But what are we disagreeing about? We're disagreeing about how to serve Krishna. So we're all agreeing to serve Krishna. Isn't that agreement of serving Krishna more important than disagreeing about the ways of serving Krishna? Questions next.
Благодаря от мене въпрос. Ако все пак Някой в тази, според мен, твърде неизгодна позиция да управлява другите бхакти и му се налага да ги коригира, което понякога звучи като критика. Къде е финната граница между това да не извършим оскърбление, да критикуваме тези и също време, като в позиция да ги коригираме, че те не извършват правилно, да го направим. Защото това е съдлъжно, ако се спази.
When someone has the ungrateful position to be you know, like a superior to the others, to have to correct them.
Yes, yes. And
how to find this subtle limit between being doing your duty and not criticizing them?
No, your superior has to criticize. That is your duty.
Когато си в по-висша позиция, ти трябва да критикуваш, това е твой дълг.
But you have to do it with love.
Но трябва да го правиш с любов.
You have the senior devotee, if they're actually senior devotee, then they can see the good, they can see better than anyone the good in that devotee also.
Ако някой е старши преданодай, той най-добре от всички може да вижда и доброто в
другия. Unless you can see and appreciate the good in a devotee, you're not qualified to criticize them.
Освен ако ти не можеш да виждаш и да оценяваш доброто в другите преданодай, ти нямаш правото да ги критикуваш.
If you can see and appreciate their good quality, then you're qualified to point out their bad quality.
Ако ти можеш да видиш и оцениш добрите им качества, тогава ти си квалифициран да посочиш и лошите.
So the senior means one who can see the good in others. That's what the meaning of senior is.
Старши означава някой, който може да вижда доброто в другите. Това е смисъл.
Какви ли симптоми трябва да се появят в живота на човека, за да разбере, че може да потърси духовен учител и как да открие духовния си учител?
What are the symptoms in one's life when one can say that he needs a spiritual master and he can and how to find a spiritual master?
Tad viganartam sukh, what is that? Tasmad, what's that? The 11th canto verse, Bhagavatam. Tasmad gurum prapadjesha jagyashu shaya uttamam. If one is very eager to know that transcendental knowledge, and guru is required.
Ако човек има много силно желание да разбере това трансцендентално знание, тогава той има нужда от гуру.
If you are very eager to realize your eternal spiritual identity and get out of this horrible cycle of birth and death, then you must seek a guru.
Ако искаш да разбереш своята духовна идентичност и да се освободиш от кръга на раждане и смърт, тогава трябва да намериш гуру.
Because without a guru, you remain caught in this samsara, wheel of birth and death.
Защото без гуру човек остава хванат в този цикъл на самсара, раждане и смърт.
Tad viganartam sagarum eva bigachat samit panahi shrotiyam brahmanishtam. If you want to know that transcendental science, then you must take shelter of the guru. It's obligatory, it's compulsory. The Sanskrit vidilind form of the word is used in this shloka, eva bigachat, that is the vidilind form of the Sanskrit. It means it's obligatory. You must take gurus.
В този санскритски стих се казва, че човек трябва да намери гуру и използва тази форма, която е задължително, трябва да намери.
So in ISKCON we have some many, many wonderful gurus, maybe 80, something like that. Big, big number of gurus. So from those gurus you can see whatever opportunities you have, you to associate with them, you see which where I can get a very good connection with Srila Prabhupada. And then you can take shelter of that teacher and become initiated by him. Actually, we have only one initiating guru, but we have many instructing gurus. Just like I have my initiating guru, Srila Prabhupada, but I have many, many god brothers and god sisters also, who are like gurus for me. They are siksha gurus. I take great inspiration and very valuable knowledge I derive knowledge and inspiration. I derive from many, many devotees within ISKCON. So we can have hundreds of siksha gurus, devotees who inspire us and guide us very nicely. And out of those, we will pick one that is very special guru. And from that one, we will take our diksha.
Както в ИСКОН ние имаме много прекрасни духовни учители, около 80, и всъщност той дава пример със себе си, както аз. Той има един духовен учител, Шива Прабхупад, но има много инструктиращи духовни учители, Шикша Гуру, които са неговите духовни брати и сестри, от които той получава много вдъхновение. И същото можем да направим и ние. Има един посвещаващ учител, Дикша Гуру, и има много Шикша Гуру, които дават наставления. И ние може да изберем от тези, които дават наставления, кой най-добре ни помага да се свържем с Шива Прабхупад и него да изберем за посвещаващ духовен учител.
Questions more?
Когато езика се явява като обективна пречка, как да се постигне това единение с духовния учител?
If there is a language barrier, like objective barrier, then how to make the connection with the spiritual?
Well, one thing is you can find a guru who speaks your language. If there is any. Are there any ISKCON gurus who speak Bulgarian?
No. Russian.
Then, are you multilingual? Do you speak only Bulgarian?
Знаеш ли други езици, освен български?
Руски знае. Добре.
Russian, he speaks.
Russian also. Yes, I have some students who want to be my disciples and they speak only Russian. I was thinking maybe I should learn some Russian. Actually, we have some gurus who speak fluent Russian, like our Naranjan Swami. He speaks fluent Russian. Maybe you should get initiated by Naranjan Swami, because there would be no language barrier if you became his disciple. Of course you could also learn English. Or you can have a translator. You can have a translator. Just like I have students who don't speak any English, and so I work with a translator. They send me an email in their foreign language, and I send that to a translator. I answer it, and then I give it back to the translator, and they put it back into the language. So in that way, I have email correspondence. So just like if you wanted to write a guru who speaks only English, you could send that could be sent to someone like himself, Bhakti Klem, who speaks English and Bulgarian, and he could translate it and send it on to the guru, and that way you could have email contact also by a translator.
Можеш да осъществиш контакт по интернет, чрез имейл, когато дадеш това, което си написал на някой, който може да го преведе, той го изпраща на гуру и след това ти получаваш отговора преведен чрез преводач.
Does Naranjan Swami come here? Does it? Maybe you could invite Naranjan Swami to come. So the question then is language, then that she has asked the question, is language actually a barrier, or is it not?
Yeah, is it not, or is it?
Okay. The actual connection with the spiritual master is loving service. Loving service doesn't require any language, it's a matter of the heart.
Служението с любов няма нужда от никакъв език, то е въпрос на сърце.
So I only speak one word of Russian, pasibo.
Така че аз говоря, Имаме една дума на пасива.
Да.
Да,
and пасива. So I will try to learn a little more Russian.
Моите деца знаят съвършено английски, така че за мен не може да представлява обективна бариера незнанието на английски.
His children actually they speak good fluent English, so there's
your children.
Yeah, there's no
problem. Then you have no problem.
They are attracted to another church.
Ah, you have to make them devotees then.
We don't have to force anyone.
Yeah, but you give them prasadam and they won't be able to resist.
Може би, като осъществим контакт съвместно дъщерите ми и ви и аз, тогава може би те ще се заразят от всичко това.
Maybe if he involves his children in the contact with you also, and then
yes, yes,
then
you bring them to me. I will.
Well,
I'm here 1 week. You bring them to me with me. Yes. We'll give them as much mercy as possible. Questions more?
Когато един преден отдаден обвини друг преден отдаден в нещо и в последствие се разбере, че първия греши. И когато той поднесе извиненията си с
чувство.
От сърце, да. И искрено. И би трябвало да очакваме ни някаква прошка. Но,
ако няма прошка.
Да.
Какво е това?
Да. Трябва ли да търси начин, за да го удовлетвори?
If someone accuses another devotee of something which he hadn't done actually, and then
falsely accusing, okay. Yes, okay. Okay.
And then he asks for forgiveness with his heart, but he doesn't get
forgiveness.
Oh no, you have to forgive him. If he humbly begs forgiveness, you have to forgive him.
Трябва да му простиш, ако той смирено моли за прошка, трябва да му простиш.
Who is talking about? Who asked forgiveness? The one
who you humbly begged and they didn't forgive you.
Ти смирено си молила за прошка и те не са те простили.
Да.
Yes.
Well, there's two things you can do. You can try to become beg even more humbly. And if they don't forgive, even beg more humbly. And if they don't forgive, beg even more humbly. And if they don't forgive, beg even more humbly.
Wouldn't it become offensive then for the other devotee? If you go on asking forgiveness and that person doesn't forgive?
But if you've given it your best effort and they still don't forgive you, then you have to leave it up to Krishna to adjust everything. What can you do? You have to try your very best of. It's called, in English language, is the word contrition, which means very, very, very feeling very, very, very sorry for what you've done. Very, 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 very sorry. That's called contrition. Being very, very repentant, very, very sorry. Next question. Yeah, I'm adjusting my hearing aid. Speak up a little louder. I'm half deaf, so just a little bit louder, yeah.
If you have just a few God brothers and sisters living along with you, near, to have their association, but if you don't, if you cannot understand their attitude and, you cannot accept them as they are. I mean, you see some mistakes they do, or some offensive things they do to other devotees, and in this way you don't want to associate with them at all. What should you do then? Because I mean, maybe in that way you can hurt your spiritual master by disregarding them in this way. I mean, not like talking about this, but just keeping a lot of distance, and in that way they get hurt, and they in that way they speak of you, bad things that you. How you can be our God sister, or God brother.
Well, we have to try to work out all of these conflicts. It's called conflict resolution. We have to learn how to resolve conflicts that come within our family. We are a family, and we are meant to have a constant flow of loving exchange going back amongst all the family members. This con is not the buildings. It's not the bank accounts. It's not the vehicles. Translation, yeah.
Maybe she had to translate her question first.
Yeah.
I understand the question.
But the others.
Yeah. You need to translate the question for everybody else.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Go ahead. Sorry.
Не общуваш с тях. И също така, нали, виждаш, че те говорят с, нали, тези твои духовни братя и сестри, говорят с тебе, че как можеш ти да бъдеш наш духовен брат или сестра, когато въобще не общуваш с нас. Това ми беше въпрос, и как да се отнасям. Какво да направим?
Само ще кажа накратко, той говори, че ние в ИСКОН не са сградите, банковите сметки и така нататък. Ние сме като едно семейство и трябва да има разрешение на тези проблеми посредством на непрекъсната размяна на любов.
So we have to learn the art of how to resolve conflicts.
Ние трябва да научим изкуството как да разрешаваме проблемите.
The first principle in conflict resolution is you have to be a very good listener.
Първият принцип в разрешаването на проблемите е човек да бъде много добър слушател.
You have to open-mindedly hear what the other person has to say. You have to always assume that I could be wrong. And they could be right. You have to pray to Krishna that you can become very, very humble. The fact is that each and every one of us is polluted. We're arrogant. We're proud. We think too highly of ourselves. Isn't it? So the first thing is you have to realize you need to be rectified. You got serious problems.
Първото нещо, което трябва да реализираме, че ние сме тези, които трябва да бъдат поправени, защото имаме сериозни проблеми.
The proof is you have a material body.
И доказателство за това е, че имаме материално тяло.
This is your prison uniform.
А това е нашето затворническо униформа.
So you really have to take a very hard scrutinizing look at your own inertness. That's the first thing.
Това, което трябва да направим, ние много внимателно да видим своите собствени анарти. Това е първото нещо.
And if you can do that with complete honesty.
И ако ние можем да направим това с пълна,
you can work through all conflicts.
С пълна честност и искреност ние можем да всички конфликти да разрешим.
The key is you have to be scrutinizingly honest about your own personal faults. It's very easy to find fault with others. But it's oh so difficult to find fault with ourselves. That's why we need the association of devotees. Because they can point out to us with love what are our faults. So we can get rid of these horrible anarthas that are keeping us in the cycle of birth and death. Do you like this horrible situation in birth and death? It's miserable. In English, that word miserable is related with another word, which is miser. We are miserable because we have a miserly mentality. A miser doesn't want to give service. A miser only wants to take. He wants to take everything from everyone and make it his own personal property. This is called miser. So we have to honestly see our thoughts, our words, and our activities. How much am I being miserly in the way that I think, the way that I speak, and the way that I act?
Ние трябва да прегледаме своите мисли, думи и действия и да видим доколко действаме скъпернически.
To the extent that you can conquer over your own miserliness in thoughts, words, and deeds. To that extent, you'll have potency to actually inspire others. To do the same thing that you're doing. Conflicts develop between devotees who are not working very hard to conquer their own faults.
Конфликтите възникват между преродени, които не работят много усилено да се освободят от своите собствени недостатъци.
So if we have an atmosphere where each and every one of us is working very hard to conquer our own faults, then the Sangha, the association amongst devotees, become very, very sweet and wonderful. Therefore, you must always remember Prabhupada's instruction. Physician, heal thyself. Question, does that answer your question? Question,
yeah. Някога без да приемам правилното служене просто като задължение или нещо отекчително. Защо трябва да го правя сега? Защо? Защо така? Защо? И да забравям на Кришна.
How to keep our enthusiasm in devotional service without accepting the service like something boring and just some duty without remembering Krishna?
I personally found that the easiest way to keep the enthusiasm was that Prabhupada wrote me one letter and he told me to continue enthusiastically as you were doing, and surely Krishna will bless you. Srila Prabhupada promised me that if I remain enthusiastic, I would get the blessings of Krishna. So that's the easiest way. You just remember, if I can keep my enthusiasm, I'm going to get unlimited mercy from Jagannath and Gaur-Nitai. You have to understand, the more you're enthusiastic, the more you get mercy. So the point is proper understanding. So now we'll allow one more question, then I have to try to get on the internet. One more question.
How did you join the Krishna consciousness movement?
Ah. Well, when I was a college student, I could not get into it very well because I understood that what is the point of working so... I mean, I was a good student, I was making good grades, but what is the point of working so hard to make good grades, to get a good job so I can get a nice house and a nice wife and some nice kids, so I just get old and sick and die? Didn't make sense.
Когато бях в колежа и се учих добре, имах добри оценки, но просто като се замислих, не можех да разбера какъв е смисъл от това да учиш усилено, за да изкараш изпити и после да получиш добра работа, да построиш къща, да се ожениш, да имаш деца и накрая за една секунда просто да умреш.
Why should I work so hard for nothing?
Защо трябва да работя толкова силно, буквално за нищо?
I wanted to know, what is the meaning of life? Why do I exist? So none of my teachers could tell me. None of the textbooks I was studying could tell me. I was studying philosophy and literature, but no one could tell me. So I went on a quest from 1965 all the way until 1970. It took me five and a half years.
От мене 5 години и половина отидох на, почнах да търся
Looking here, looking there, trying to find someone who could give me the answers, you see. I went to this guru, I went to that guru. And I simply got cheated again and again and again. No guru could actually give me the real purpose and the meaning of my existence. Until I finally came in contact with His Divine Grace, Om Vishnu Pad Paramahamsa Parivajakacharya Astatarasadashi Srimad Abhay Charanaravinda Bhakti Vedanta Tridandi Goswami Maharaj Prabhupada. And He gave me the actual, He actually blessed me with transcendental knowledge. Divya Gyan. Transcendental knowledge. Prabhupada blessed me with transcendental knowledge. So I knew here is a person that I will give my life to. Because He has saved me from this ocean of birth and death. So I took complete shelter of His Divine Grace in
1971.
He mercifully accepted me as His disciple. Gave me this name Sankarshan Das. So I've been serving Him now faithfully since that day when I took shelter of Him. And through that Vani Seva, I'm always in contact with Him at every minute. And if you will also give your life to serve these wonderful teachings of Srila
Prabhupada,
anyone who does this, they will get the same mercy, the same nectar, the same connection. You simply have to serve Prabhupada with love. Completely dedicate your eternal existence in His service. So, I said that would be the last question, so I have to keep my word. So we'll give the morning class then tomorrow also. And we can have twice a day classes at least, and then I can meet anyone who wants to meet with me personally. We can have personal meetings also. Anyone who wants some, has personal questions or wants some.
I can tell you afterwards about outside programs.
Outside programs, yeah. So I'm here just, the more preaching, the better. I'm here just to preach. No other purpose. So we thank you very much. Hare Krishna.